The new so-called smart TVs feature embedded cameras and microphones like the ones found in new laptop and netbook computers. The sets are sold in stores as internet-ready, and the devices they contain are capable of being remotely activated. Therefore, as Schumer says, your TV may be watching you.
You may want to use Skype on your TV. We talk to our daughter, who's in California, on Skype all the time. Well, you need a little camera to look at that. Or you may want to have some kind of interaction with some program that's going on. The trouble is that the cameras they put on their TVs, these manufacturers, have much less security than your computer would from being hacked. When you go on your computer, you know, my computer, we have antivirus by McAfee, and it always pops up there to show you that they're going against viruses. But they don't do this with the cameras. As a result, someone could easily hack into these cameras and look at what you're doing in your living room or your bedroom. They could hack into a business that has its TV on and get a competitor's plans, strategies, and secrets. And they can hack in and get, if you use a credit card for Netflix or something like that, they can get the credit card number.
Schumer wants manufacturers to establish a uniform security standard that would be followed industry-wide. The average consumer is unaware that computer networked appliances can be hacked. Security researchers found one brand to be particularly vulnerable. They were able to hijack the set's web browser in certain models of Samsung smart TVs and use it to turn on the built-in camera. Greg McNeil is a law professor at Pepperdine University in California. He warns civil liberties may be violated if police or government officials use your TV to pry into your private life.
There is evidence in a recent story to indicate that the FBI has had the ability to spy into people's homes with a warrant by activating the cameras on their computers or by activating the microphone on their computer or on their cell phone. And so that's technologically possible. That was revealed at the recent DEF CON hackers conference. That technology exists. The protection against that would be a warrant. And so I think what Senator Schumer is suggesting is the discomfort we have with having technology in our home that could be activated by someone on the outside. Warrants will protect us from government, but there's not much that would protect us from the crafty hacker or the untoward person at a corporation trying to do that, other than that individual would be liable for a civil suit.
McNeil uses old-school technology to thwart electronic peeping Toms.
I have a little sticker over the camera on my laptop because even though the camera on my laptop has a light that goes on that tells me when it's on, I feel like any of that could be worked around by someone who knows what they're doing. My solution is put a sticker over the camera until I need to use it.
Schumer argues the burden shouldn't be on the consumer to use tape or a sticker like McNeil does, nor should set owners follow one manufacturer's suggestion that to combat hackers, the TV should be unplugged when not in use.
I always try to get this done by the private sector. What we're first doing is asking the 22 major television manufacturers, most of whom are abroad, not here, to put the same kind of antivirus, anti-hacking protections into these cameras that people put into computers and iPhones and things like that. If that doesn't work, we'll consider legislation.
If you're really paranoid or just want to wait until the technology is secure, there are plenty of old cathode ray sets to be found for sale online and at local garage sales. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.